To New Zealand, where warnings of another eruption are stopping recovery crews from getting to the volcanic island, where Monday's eruption killed at least six people, with eight still missing and many more horrifically burned. Volcanologists say there have been several tremors in the area, which point to continued high pressure within the volcano. And New Zealand police officers say it's too dangerous to go onto the island. Burn specialists are working around the clock to help those who were injured and did manage to escape. Some of them, though, are too burnt to speak or to be identified. The ABC's Norman Hermont is in Whakatane. Norm, can you feel the tremors where you are?
No, Eleanor, we really haven't felt anything. Now, it's worth noting that White Island is about 50 kilometres offshore here. So if those tremors are in any way sort of minor or localised, we really wouldn't be feeling them here in Whakatane.
When do the recovery crews say they will be able to get onto the volcano?
Well, we were listening to police at a press conference this morning, and they were facing quite a bit of pressure on that front, not only from journalists, but obviously family members. There are people who are very eager to recover these bodies of the presumed dead on White Island at the volcano. And they continue to stress that they are really not in a position to undertake that while they are getting word from the Geological Service that conditions are not safe. So as long as they continue to get that advice, they really can't go ahead. Now, one of the issues that is on the horizon is it's been perfectly clear weather for the last couple of days. That is supposed to take a turn for the worse tomorrow, and that could obviously hamper any sort of rescue operations if they were to get the go-ahead. But as we've discussed, it looks like the unstable situation in terms of the geology, where the volcano is really preventing them from getting the go-ahead so far.
And Norm, what can you tell us about those people who were rescued and are in hospital?
Well, we are hearing a number of cautions that those people, we found out today that the number is 25 who are in critical condition, and many of those injuries are extremely severe. Large parts of the bodies are very, very badly burned. And Eleanor, a number of them have inhalation injuries. So some of the gases that were released, sulfur, hydroxide, sometimes this has been breathed into some of these people. Also, it's worth remembering when the ash first came out of the volcano, its recorded temperature was something like estimated at 100 to 120 degrees. So if people had been breathing that in, obviously there could be real damage, internal burn damage, and then obviously gases and steam burns as well. So really, really difficult. And we, you know, the Ministry of Health has really advised people that it is a very real possibility that some of those who have been critically injured may not survive.
Such a difficult time. Norman Hermont in Whakatane, thank you.